Wouldn't it be nice if you had an easy set of three words that are always your go-tos to write powerful copy? Well, I'm going to give you exactly those three words in today's quick video, so stay tuned. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Today, we're going to give you three words that can drive all of your copywriting so that way, at a moment's notice, you can write really compelling copy, whether that is in a social media post. Maybe you really want to whip up a post about a sale that you have ongoing, or maybe you need to respond to a situation that is really fraught with emotion, and you want to make sure that your response is easy to understand, connects with your audience, and is basically written well with copywriting best practices with psychology in mind. So we're going to cover those three words in today's episode. Word number one, specific. There's a principle in all writing, not just copywriting, that you find the universal in the specific. So the more concrete and detailed you can be when telling a story or putting your messaging out there, the more people it'll actually resonate with. You know, the more generic you are about make more money. Maybe you're a service-based entrepreneur who's helping other businesses. So make more money. Yeah, that's appealing. But if you can be specific in the numbers, you know, make another $10,000 this month. Isn't that way more exciting? Isn't that also more believable? When you're telling a story, make sure that you draw on real anecdotes. They could be from your life, for example. So don't just talk about how you went from nothing to something. You know, that's kind of classic, right? Instead, describe the time that you were on the precipice of being homeless. You know, that's just one example, but what did it feel like to be in that situation? If you were sleeping on a friend's couch, what was it like? Like, what was the smell that was around you? What did the couch feel like? What were your thoughts going through your mind? Make it really specific. And that's way more likely to connect with someone than to say that you went from nothing to something, right? So being more specific, also taking into account being specific with your senses, being specific with numbers, being specific with places and times, it's actually going to resonate way more profoundly with a wider audience. That's still not to say that you're trying to appeal to everybody, because when you're trying to speak to everybody, you speak to nobody. But by being more specific, you'll actually connect with more of your ideal clients. That is really the key, because by being specific, you're also making it clear who you are for. So it's beneficial in so many ways to stick with this one word at the top of your mind when you are going to write anything. Be as specific as possible with who you're talking to, be as specific as possible with the details of the stories or the messaging you're putting out there. And just remember that that is going to connect way better with more of your ideal clients or customers if you're product-based. Now, when being specific about your target audience, don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to do the ideal customer avatar exercise all over again. I'm sure you're tired of it. You would bang your head against a wall if I told you to do it one more time. But what I'm going to tell you now is to be specific about one specific aspect of them. And it's one I bet you haven't done before, which is to figure out their level of awareness. So there are five levels of awareness, going all the way from totally unaware to very aware. And at each of the five levels, you can also think of it as a pyramid. So at each step along the pyramid, you have specific copywriting tactics that you're going to want to use to move them up the pyramid. And at the very top of the pyramid is your ideal person who is always going to support you and buy from you. So that person will get an email from you and they will say, yes, please, I would like to sign up for the upgrade. Or yes, I want the new wine that you're putting out for the first time this year. They're also going to be the people who recommend you to others. They are your biggest fans. They're the easiest people to convert into sales. And you want as many people as possible there. Or you always want to make sure that the journey of someone who's never met you before ultimately does end there. So Knowing what the level of awareness is of your target audience is going to make all the difference in the world when it comes to writing copy that is worth your time and effort. And that's why I'm going to be hosting a free class later this month on the 5 levels of awareness to improve your copywriting. It's going to change everything, I promise. It's something that's way undertaught, and that's why I'm putting it out there for free. So if you just want to make sure that you are on the mailing list so that you get an invite, then please check in the description box below on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast version, and you'll see a link to sign up for my emails where you'll get all sorts of copywriting tips. You'll get these notifications every single week when the YouTube or the podcast episode goes out, and you'll be the first to know when the free class is open for signups, and I can't wait to see you there. The second word is benefits. So, as the people who create our products and services, we fall in love with the features. We fall in love with the specs of the product, right? We want to know exactly what materials it's made out of, why that size tested better than another size. If it's a service, we like to know that we provided this many calls because this is beyond what most people in the industry are doing, or we know that 6 calls is the key to the best results. These are some examples, but we really care about those things. And we think that is what other people care about too, but it's not. It's just not. We are the ones who love and are in the weeds of these products every single day. We want to make sure that we're speaking to someone who doesn't have that level of intimacy with our products and services. What they care about is not the features. At some point, they might want to look to them to justify their decision, to have a sense of, okay, what is the value I'm getting here? If I'm going to be comparison shopping, what are the features of this product versus another one? But really, what draws them in the first place, what gets them to make those comparisons, and what gets them back to picking you, the benefits. So benefits are what they're going to get on the other side of your product or service. So that could be something like feeling more confident than they've ever felt before. It's not about, you know, the number of exercises that they do in a workbook. It's the fact that those exercises create this everlasting confidence for them. It can be emotions just like that. You know, it can be having a sense of peace. It could be things like making more money, booking more sales calls if you are serving businesses. It's whatever they want on the other side. So it's not that, you know, I want a candle. No, it's more like, why do they want the candle, right? Is it so that they feel at peace? Is it so that they can actually relax? And, you know, maybe it's the candle that's safe to put in the bathroom while they're having a bath, or something along these lines. What is the experience that they want to have as a result of your product or service? And that's really what you're selling. That is the benefit. So focus on benefits. That's your second word. Do not worry so much about features. Word number 3 is action. Every single time you communicate with your ideal audience, you want to have a clear call to action. The key is to have one, because if you're asking them to do 2 things, chances are high they will do nothing. You want it to be one clear ask. So it could be sales related, it could be buy now, book a call, or it could be engagement related. So comment below, reply to this email, for example, if you send out a newsletter and you ask them a question. So really the goal though is to continue the conversation in some way, shape, or form. So it's always having an opening there for them to then respond to you, to keep that conversation going or that communication going. Even if it's not face-to-face, you have developed a relationship at that point. So make sure you're asking for action. Or if you don't have a relationship, if this is the first post they've ever seen you post on Instagram, but you have a good call to action after a really well-constructed post, chances are higher that they're going to comment, that they're going to follow you, and they'll start the relationship because you put out the ask. For more details on how to craft a really good call to action, I do have a video on YouTube, which you can find if you're on YouTube on this link. Also in the description below. I believe we also have a podcast episode version, but you will find it in either case in the show notes. So just a couple more tips on action. Make sure that you know what that call to action is before you start writing, because then you can make sure that all of the copy you write is all in support of that action. It's all guiding them to a no-brainer, yes, I will take that action. And before you publish, just double check. Does everything that I wrote guide them there? Is that call to action clear? You'll know that this is something you can finally put out in the world. It's a well-written piece of copy. So my recommendation now for you is that you write these 3 words on a sticky note and you put it on the wall in front of you until it's just by default. Specific, benefits, action. Would you add another word to that list? Is there a fourth most important word for strong copywriting? Let me know in the comments below on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you're interested in that 5 levels of customer awareness free class, then make sure you're signed up for my mailing list. You can actually expect some really great content there as well. Every single Thursday, I send out a message saying that the new YouTube video is up, and that YouTube video will surely be the podcast episode that goes up as well. So you can be completely in the know there. Plus, I send out things like marketing trends and tips, great advice. Something that's very timely is most likely to be found in that mailing list versus on YouTube or on the podcast. So that takes batching, it takes planning. So highly recommend just being signed up in general, but you will also be the first to know when we have spots open for the free masterclass, so you can be sure to score your seat. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.